This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is our fabulous producer, so we are glad that he is on duty on the news line with us now. Tony Machete, Antonio Machete's on the line, an attorney with the offices of Deal, DeLughi, Machete, and Machete. You know him as the solicitor for several boards and authorities around here, editor-in-chief of the Northumberland County Legal Journal, and even has been recognized as a super lawyer. So welcome on board, Tony. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. I'm not sure how I'm going to live up to that introduction. Thank you.
Well, and that's you've been a nurse, too. I remember when you ran for office, we talked about your great resume, charge nurse. And so I just think you bring a lot to the table today that really helps us out here. We're talking about the legal ramifications of the coronavirus in our lives. Let's start in the workplace, then we'll move to the home in terms of these ramifications. In a workplace, what do employees need to know and what do employers need to know today?
Okay, yeah, sure. So starting from the employee side, and I guess what we should caveat all of this discussion with is, a lot of this is right now there's laws that are being passed, legislatures are addressing this in Pennsylvania, but it's important to act in a responsible manner from an employee and employer standpoint. So for the employees, I think it's important to know that if you are exposed to COVID in the workplace, Pennsylvania does have a workers' compensation law. There is an occupational disease component of that. And so while there's not clarity on what exactly is covered, I think importantly, healthcare workers, first responders who would contract COVID at work should file a workers' compensation claim with their employer. And from the employer side, looking to minimize these type of claims, acting in a responsible manner is most important. Certainly, employers should. Now is probably as good of time as any to look to your trade associations. Most trade associations have established at this point industry standards that they are developing COVID reopening matrices, guidance for the employer as to how to conduct business now in this time of COVID-19. And so if yesterday, when I was looking through at some of the trade associations, the Manufacturer Business Association has some great industry standards that employers can look at to, ensure that their employees are safe and their business is conducted in as safe a manner as possible.
Is this a brave new world? I mean, are these observations that these trade associations would have for employees, are they that different than what we've heard in the past?
Well, I think it's different in the sense that employers are now, and I think most small business employers in our area, really value their employees and want their employees to be healthy and safe because they depend on them. So, in regards to ensuring that their employees are safe while they're in the workplace, that's really not anything new. It's just more. These are new standards relating to pandemics. So health and cleaning, social distancing, what to do if there's a COVID exposure in your building. These are new requirements that employers have to look at, but I think employers, for the most part, have always been concerned about making sure they have a safe workplace for their employees.
And should an employee notify their employer if they feel as though there's been either lax voluntary taking care of these kinds of things, or maybe even a violation of some law or policy or maybe some of the new rules that relate to this, the employee should first notify the employer?
Well, yes, I think open communication is what's really key at this time. I think both for employers from a legal perspective and for employees, ensuring that operations at your employment are being conducted in a safe manner. So I would encourage all employers to have, you know, regular meetings with their employees as far as these are the protocols that are established. Update policy booklets. I'm sure human resource workers and risk management are having sleepless nights over this trying to develop policies. But yeah, if an employee comes in contact outside the workplace with COVID-19 or even feels unsafe in the workplace with COVID-19, you know, I would encourage them, the first step should certainly be their employer, because I think, like I said earlier, most small business employers are, especially in our area, are looking to retain key employees and want to make sure that their business is conducted in a safe manner. Certainly then, if the employer is not responsive to a concern about safety at the workplace, the Pennsylvania Department of Health has set forth specific guidelines, and a complaint could be made with them or even OSHA at that point. But I would encourage employees to go first to the employer with their concerns.
Have you been busy with this kind of work at advising employers or employees or boards? Or, you know, you serve a lot of clients. Has there been a lot of communication about this?
Yes. You know, there's been a lot of changes as far as how we're looking at our policies. So we're certainly going through policy manuals with clients, corporate clients, and there has been, you know, some increase in work as related to ensuring that proper protocols are established. I would encourage, you know, any employer to, you know, reach out, contact their workers' compensation insurance carrier, make sure that the coverage is in place that they need, get questions answered as related to what if an employee would come in and make a claim related to a COVID-19 exposure in the workplace. Sure, and like I said, regular meetings, not only with staff, but also human resources and corporate counsel are advisable in this time.
Is this a big liability issue? I mean, are we going to see a lot of lawsuits as a result of this?
Well, there already has been some lawsuits filed against employers in various federal courts across America, and, you know, the federal government, at the end of April, Senate Majority Leader was also talking about that concern as far as, you know, small business owners are now trying to, you know, navigate these concerns and various new laws that are being passed to address COVID. And you don't want employers then to be bogged down with lawsuits relating to COVID. So I'm sure the government is going to be addressing that as to, you know, whether there's any safe harbor provisions. And I think what's important, like I said at the beginning, is for employers to, you know, follow industry standards, act in a manner that is not reckless or wanton in nature, but to provide appropriate PPE for their employees and guidance on how to conduct themselves. And if I could, Mark, I just plug for a moment the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. If an employee or an employer, you know, has an issue getting PPE at this time, you know, the United Way, gsvuw.org, does have a COVID-19 response link, and they've been very active in trying to make sure that the community has the resources they need at this time.
Now, we heard, and this is a national story, I'll just ask for a comment. Nursing homes were seeking some liability protections because of COVID-19. Is that feasible to take a particular industry and a particular ailment and sort of carve it out of conventional liability laws?
I think that would be a very slippery slope, as they would say, to open it up just to nursing homes and then trying to distinguish from nursing homes to personal care homes, to assisted living, and then you're looking at, you know, hospitals with long-term care, long-term acute care units. So I would be surprised if they would carve out a specific exception, you know, just the nursing homes. But
now, you had mentioned before we recorded this idea of making sure your power of attorney is up to date. This is more on the personal side. So talk about these. What should I do phase of our conversation?
Well, I mean, I know we were talking about employment issues, but from a personal perspective, the one thing that I think is important is, in the event you would ever be exposed to COVID or have a loved one exposed to COVID and be quarantined or hospitalized for an extended period, what's one of the most important documents for you personally, I would think, would be healthcare and financial power of attorneys. They appoint an agent, in other words, an individual or a corporate entity, to act on your behalf if you're not able to act for yourself during that time. And I think you should pull those documents out of your safe, take a look at them, see who you have appointed, contact your local attorney, you know, make sure they're up to date. There's been some law changes in regards to those in 2010 and 15, respectively. And if you don't have them, it's worth a call to your local attorney just to talk about getting that, because it is a very valuable document if you're unable to handle your own financial or medical decision-making during this time period.
All right. Any additional information you'd like to pass along? We're out of time, but we've really touched on a wide range of very important topics. But anything you'd like to add in conclusion?
I just want to thank you for having me on. I would encourage, like I said, employers to reach out to their trade associations, and certainly for the public, you know, the United Way is a great local resource for those in need of any resources at this time. And thank you very much, Mark, again.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you. We really do appreciate it. I hope this wasn't billable time. We're probably into hundreds of dollars. We do appreciate it. Thanks for getting up early.
Anytime, Mark. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk again. Thank you so much. That is Antonio Machete, Tony Machete, as he is known, attorney with Deal, DeLughi, Machete, and Machete. You can also see him at the head table on a number of boards and authorities around here. Still maintains his active registered nursing license, so that gives him, of course, a great deal of experience and expertise in that particular field as well. Tony Machete on WDKOK today.